This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Is your child destined to become another unnecessary casualty of our failing mathematics education system? A man is sitting across from me here who knows all the statistics. He knows what's happening in this country. He knows what's happening in this province around mathematics marks, science marks. And he has a heart to turn it around for those who are struggling. In front of me is the founder of K2U. It's Greg Shapiro. Greg, what a pleasure to meet with you again. Hope you're well.
Thank you, Brad. Really well. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, what a pleasure. Some of those statistics, do you want to share them with us? I'm sure many of them you know right out of your head, but there are so many students leaving school every year without mathematics.
So to put it into a picture, if you can imagine kids standing from Joburg to Cape Town on the highway, holding hands, that's how many kids plus now are leaving school every year without mathematics. Enough kids to stand from Joburg to Cape Town. That's just over, 2017 was 770,000. Looking at the latest stats, 2024, there's over 1 million kids that are leaving school without the opportunity to get into the STEM subjects and to go and study further. They're entering into a totally oversaturated job market.
So where's the issue? Is it in the schools where maths, the kids are saying, I'm sorry, math is too difficult, or I can't cope, or I'm failing, so I'm just going to drop maths? I didn't even know that you could drop maths.
So we have primary school, which is now a huge curriculum foisted on the kids from grade one. Now it's going to be from grade R. Without substance. So many, many topics, and the kids are trying to learn this subject. It's very boring. It's very top end. There's no meat on the bone. And by the time they get to grade seven, a lot of information, very little understanding. Then there's a massive gap between grade, and this is what we want to address, between grade seven and grade eight. This transition period, many of them, of the marks that come from grade seven, are not a true reflection of what the math should be. They land up in grade eight. The poor brand new teachers looking at this group of kids in their class. Some are high, some are low. So they've got small gaps, massive gaps, medium sized gaps, and she's got to contend with this.
Wow.
30, 40 kids in the class. It's impossible. It's an impossible task, and it shows. 3-4 years later, we see the whole system crumble. It's happened year after year after year after year, and it continues to happen. This is where the change needs to take place. We need to fix it between grade seven and eight.
So sitting here in front of me is a man who has a passion to see that turned around. But you yourself, if we look back at your story, you also somebody that said, I don't know what's going on here when you opened your math book. I mean, you started also in the place of, I have no idea what's going on. Tell us your story, Greg.
So Brad, 1979, I was basically expelled from school as a total intellectual cabbage. You don't get I wasn't naughty. I was just totally unable to cope academically. Principal walked in, said, Mr. Shapiro, come here. And you know, when your principal calls you by your surname, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I walked out. He said, please take your bags and leave. And that I didn't even finish my grade 9 year. Lucky for me, I'm going to cut a long story short. I had a grade 11. This is so important. A grade 11 child comes to me. I'm now floating in grade 10. I don't actually have a report, so I'm not really in grade 10, but he comes to me and he says to me, Greg, I'll help you learn, please listen carefully, the language of maths. Never in my life have you heard that maths is a language.
No.
Well, first of all, that was already a negative because I hate languages at that stage. So I thought, no. But he convinced me. He came to my house every Wednesday on his bicycle, sat at my dining room table and started to teach me this language called mathematics. Don't ask me how, but he switched my brain on. He taught me for a year. He then went to go study. I got into grade, that was grade 10, sorry, 2 years, grade 10 and 11. I got into grade 12. He was off to university. And I took what this young grade 11 taught me. I ended up coming first in the school in maths, 91.5%. Got the science cup. I couldn't come first. There was a rocket scientist in that class. And he was one of those kids, he didn't even have to open a book, you know. He just kind of just knew the subject. But that's what happened. And my point there is that every parent can take hope, because if my cabbage brain could have been changed,
yeah,
come on, every child can be taught again from basics and be taken all the way through. Sometimes it'll take a little bit longer than it might have taken otherwise, but it doesn't matter. If they can leave school with a distinction or a high mark in maths, there's a future.
There's the company, you know, we've mentioned, K2U, of which you are the founder. Tell us about the birth of that. I mean, if we look at then, you've shared the statistics, which really make us see there's a massive problem. Plus, you had somebody step in and mentor you, which is quite an incredible thing to have happened in your life. And then the birth of K2U all those years later. How does that all come together?
So K2U stands for knowledge to understanding. It's the method that he used, Ari Zaganov, who has since deceased, unfortunately. But he taught me this method. First, you gain the knowledge. Then you, once that's embedded in the brain, then you bring in the understanding. Mm. And on that understanding, that becomes new knowledge. And so the cycle continues, and your memory is enhanced dramatically. So children that we use this today see dramatic results, the speed at which they are able to catch up their maths. Brad, this is the most important thing. We can take a child in grade 8, fix their gaps, the essential math skills that they need for high school. There's 5.
Yeah.
We can fix that in about 2-3 months if there's some support, parents are involved, and they making sure the practice is being done. It's literally 30 minutes a day. They can get to a point where they now can start their journey towards matric, aiming for that distinction.
Well, because there are some schools where we know they're just the issues might be with kids and even missing out on maybe something in the developmental stages of school where they just simply didn't have what they needed. So they're behind, they're chasing things the whole time. But maybe even a more affluent school, there's still kids even in those classrooms that just don't get math. So this can really help anybody.
So the biggest mistake that happened in maths is, in my day, you learned your timetables through your backside.
Yeah.
It got whacked into you, and you knew them. And the girls got their hands whacked.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew their tables, and you didn't see this. This is the first of the 5 fundamentals that need to be taught. We do that now, and we get these kids back. It doesn't matter where they are. Within 2-3 weeks, slowly a month, you can put a child right back, an intuitive recall of the tables.
Wow.
Parents can ask their child, 2 times 2, they'll hear it's 4.
Yes.
7 times 8, everybody's guessing. The eyes are floating. It's all over the show.
Yes.
And that's, you cannot take non-intuitive multiplication skills into high school. By the time you get to grade 10 and 11, the gap is so big, you don't have time to start looking for your fingers to work this out. And you cannot take your mind off the sum and start working it out on your calculator, because when you come back, you've lost your train of thought.
Uh-huh.
There's the problem. It's a very simple solution. But how do you teach someone what took 7 years in primary school to do this, to catch it up? So it's not caught up.
Yeah.
But we've learned over, it took 17 years, and we've devised a method that in a child, a good quality child who sits there and wants to learn, can literally in a week get their tables, get their fractions, order of operation, formula manipulation, the 5 basic skills, and speed addition and subtraction back in their heads. And so that then they can start understanding the maths class.
Can anybody do that? I mean, you're saying things as if it's so easy, but I mean, you're seeing it every day. Are kids actually, even ones that are saying, maths, I struggle, I don't like it, I have no confidence, change it around with these basics? I mean, is it really for everyone?
It's a tiny minority of people that are just not maths orientated, but they're gifted then in some other form.
Yes.
In the arts or whatever, and they don't need it.
Yes.
But that's a minority.
True.
The majority of us have been born with that sort of infrastructure in the mind. God has given it to us. It's straightforward. And we can develop it and help them catch on. Everybody.
Yeah.
In fact, the way the maths papers are written today, they've combined standard grade, lower grade, standard grade, and medium grade and higher grade all in one paper.
Sure.
There's plenty. Yeah. And no child should walk out of maths today in matric with less than 55%. Because those are what we call red shirt questions.
Mm.
You know, what color is the red shirt?
Yeah. That's right. They're waiting for you and then still getting it wrong. I think this is such an important conversation. So what kind of solutions do you offer? How does the K2U solution look?
So right now we're approaching primary schools to get a message out to their transitioning children, to the parents, that now's the time to do a proper diagnostic assessment. Have a look at exactly where your child actually stands in terms of the high school benchmark. What is do they have what is required to go into grade 8 and beyond? That is the first step. We don't even charge for that. It's a free diagnostic assessment.
Okay.
We want to – that's the first step. Once we understand from that step, okay, so there are the gaps. That's what needs to be filled. Then we can propose certain solutions, whether they come to us directly and we assist them. We have a very unique method, or they go anywhere else. It doesn't matter. But at least the parents know. So parents today don't have to be – at the mercy of a system that literally, unfortunately, and as hard as these teachers are trying, I've met these grade 8 teachers, grade 9, they're beautiful. They're committed. They've just totally and utterly overloaded.
Yeah.
And there's just no ways of them coping. I couldn't cope in a class like that, and I've been doing this for 44 years. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, they're on the back foot the whole way, and they do need some help. So now we've got some parents saying, okay, and grandparents listening, we're really keen. Tell us a little bit more about this free assessment so we can at least gauge where we're at. How does that process begin?
So if they send us a WhatsApp message, okay. I'll give out the WhatsApp number just now. They can send in the WhatsApp message. We'll contact them. We'll send them the application for their diagnostic. They will then arrange a date. It'll take between 30 and 45 minutes. Once that diagnostic is received back by ourselves, it gets marked. We've got a whole team of tutors now. They'll analyze it, and then we'll prepare a one-on-one meeting with the parents and discuss the situation. So it's non-obligatory. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'd love them to join us because our whole mission is to change South Africa's maths, but we want to prove that to them. So we'll show them exactly how our method works. It works for, I would say, 95% of all kids. If you've got parental support and you're willing to make sure you commit your 30 minutes a day, that's it. You can go for your distinction in matric. Maybe long before, but definitely by matric.
Yeah, that's a pretty massive promise. Now, Greg, this isn't a spin, hang out with us for an afternoon, we'll fix you. You've said half an hour sessions. Is this continue? Is this become just part of your daily school experience, having your half an hour a day with the guys or a tutor from K2U?
So what I'm going to say is a bit controversial. We basically take over the child's mathematical journey.
Okay.
They don't need, whatever happens at school, if they're with a great teacher, brilliant. If they're not, doesn't matter.
Okay.
The system itself is complete from grade 8 to grade 12. So if they start the journey, they're going to go all the way and they will complete in fact, with our system, they'll complete their standard grade, lower grade, standard grade, and medium grade questions by end of grade 10, right up to grade 12.
Okay.
They finish it.
Wow.
The curriculum. Then we take the next 2 years to start working past papers and the understanding behind the examiner's mind. When you've got 2 years to practice that, and we have already children that have already done this, have accelerated the learning process, it's actually marvelous. And it's common sense. Well, that would make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
In the studio here with Greg Shapiro, he's the founder of K2U. Thanks for hanging out with us for a bit longer, Greg. There's some questions that have come through here on the WhatsApp line. Let's have a quick look at them and see. Someone says, you're speaking there about the different grades. Do you do younger, or when is the best time to step in for K2U?
So our focus is now with the grade 7s going into grade 8s, but we cater all the way through. From grade 3 all the way through to grade 12. But we've got to be realistic. It's beautiful to do it as young as possible. We've got a whole team of tutors that work with the young kids. And we just instill those 5 fundamentals that they need for high school.
Okay.
So you kind of do a 3-month workshop. And then we reevaluate. We take a look at what the parents' objectives are. But that's generally enough. Generally enough.
Yeah.
And then the year after that, we might repeat it. And it just depends. Each child is dealt with individually and as a unique learner.
Okay. So if they want to do an assessment as a younger kid, you can do that as well?
100%.
Okay. Yeah. Another one that's come in here, thanks, Vivian, says, is there a building where you teach or is this all in the online space?
That's a beautiful thing. We're all online. We're right across the country. We've even got overseas students. It can happen anywhere, and it's so convenient for everybody.
Another person says here, ons wiskunde meneer het vir ons klas gesê ons is dom, en dit het vasgesteek. So ons het nooit goed gedoen in wiskunde nie. And the question, that's an interesting thing. I think that, that's exactly what happened to you. That is the story that you, and then someone says, can you actually get back what you never learned as a child? Can you get it back as an adult? Can you learn maths as an adult?
So we have a lady, the oldest student we have, she's in her 40s.
Yeah.
Absolutely on fire. She's doing it purely for her own edification, for her own growth. And she is enjoying and so quick. I mean, we're dealing with grade 11 work. She started this year with grade 1. And she's worked through a course all the way through in her primary, but we're working on the higher concepts. And they connect.
Yeah.
We don't just joint maths. Maths is maths. You know, 1 plus 1 in grade 1 still is 1 plus 1 in grade 12.
Yeah.
I believe it's 1 plus 1 in university as well. I don't think it changes. We just keep it together, and it's adults who want to get just the joy of it or want to use it for career purposes. Don't hesitate. You can do your grade 12 in 2 years, literally, as an adult.
Hmm.
Really, don't let past beliefs hold you back.
I mean, I struggled with maths when I was at school. And the reason why I struggled with maths was back in those days, you had the Western Cape Education Department. And then I went to school in the Free State. And then they had the Free State Department. And they had different curriculums.
Correct.
And things were different times. So I got a grip in those days, Standard 7, got a grip on algebra because we had algebra every single lesson. And then they changed only later on in the year they were going to make a move to trigonometry and geometry.
Wow.
But in the Free State, on a Monday you had algebra, on a Tuesday you had, so I was 6 months behind, I lost out on 6 months of trigonometry, calculus, and algebra. And I never had the opportunity, the time, or anybody willing to help me to catch up. So my algebra was top because I had the foundation, but I could never catch up. And I went from being a great student in Cape Town to a below average math student in the Free State. And that was really challenging. So, you know, I think that's kind of a situation where I wish I was better at maths, even now as an adult.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, no, look, this is, if everybody just realized, it's not as scary as they make out.
Yeah.
If my cabbage brain could have been turned around, I don't take no from anybody. Honestly, I don't. Yes, I hear you. Yeah, of course. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, do the work. Do what's necessary. And every day you just put a new skill into your mind and you can learn to apply it with understanding. And math starts making sense a lot easier than any of the other subjects. I would never want to learn history. That's too much like hard work. Just do your maths. And if you fix your maths, high school students, if you fix your maths, when you go and do science in 10, 11, and 12, it's not going to be the nightmare. We don't even talk science in this language, in this country, because it's worse than ever.
Yes.
We don't talk about those. They're worse than maths. Because of there is no maths.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is science? It's one big word problem.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Everything we run away from in maths, it's now you're faced with it. The whole science textbook question of is a word problem, which you have to use your analytical, critical, logical thinking to bring it back into a maths formula. So there's no wonder why science is just falling out the bus. But if we fix it, and parents, if you got, it doesn't matter where your child is, we take them back to the fundamentals and we'll take them through again. It's not a magic wand, but it works if you're prepared to work.
There's an interesting question here. Someone says, my sons are already brilliant at maths, but I want them, can they go even higher?
Okay, so normally, are they primary school? We don't know. Hey?
I'm not sure. Anshin is the name. Anshin, don't you want to let us know? Are they high school, primary school? That'll help Greg to answer your question better.
So there's so much more. You can never fill your maths cup.
Mm.
It's massive. And one of the key areas for those students that are really, really aspiring is then to open up the world of maths and as the language of creation.
Mm-hmm.
This must not be neglected.
Yes.
And in fact, you want to know why maths is so boring for so many people?
Uh-oh.
They forgot who the author is.
Yeah.
You will not find his name on any maths textbook. It's always Mr. Buerta or Mr. Someone. Where's God?
Yeah.
He created it so you could create the universe. A lot of people would love, and here comes a bit of a controversial subject, but we're on radio, what the heck? Hey, if we think that our great-great-great-great-great-granny were monkeys, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
And we have no purpose, and nothing was by design, you don't look at maths as this unique, phenomenal, transcriptive language that describes exactly how water molecules work with each other so that it freezes at zero and boils at 100 and we've got this beautiful span that we can wash and play in and all. No, we don't think about that. We don't think about the angles of a triangle. 180 degrees, Brad.
Yeah.
you got to ask yourself, if this thing exploded out of the sky, you know, there was a big bang and a triangle suddenly fell together and you found it on the beach and you measured its angles and you suddenly saw, oh, that's 180 degrees. Mm-hmm. Boom, there's another bang, another triangle. You measure that one. It's another 180 degrees. He's like, twice, that's lucky. Eh? Yeah. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, a million times, a million times. Oh my goodness me, what's going on here? Why is it not 180,0001? How come it's always 180? And that forms one of the, those are the base units of geometry. The whole universe is geometrically constructed.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't tell us.
No.
Here's something for everybody to go investigate. If you had diversity already and you're maybe in your fourth year and you've done all the maths, ask yourself, have you heard about the 9-point circle? Because if you haven't, you've lost a major insight into the creative genius mind of God who's got maths together. Nothing touches this thing. The 9-point circle, you can look it up. It's all over the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Slowly, some will confess it's a miracle. Some will say it's just a wonderful coincidence. But I tell you, put your brain on it and you'll see the mind that we have who's in, who created and used maths to transcribe this entire world we live in.
What a beautiful way. And that's maybe the start we all need to mathematics. And
exactly.
That's the foundation point. Now, tell us a little bit about Bundi Foundation. That's something else that you do at KTU. What is that and how does that connect with what you do?
So this is probably the most important part of KTU. It's called the Bundi Foundation. So this foundation was established in order to help us raise funds to start training tutors from our previously disadvantaged schools or financially challenged schools. Mm. There are brilliant, brilliant, brilliant kids going to these schools. I've been there. I've seen them. I've worked with them. They are phenomenal. But they do not have the resources. They don't have the scope. They don't have the opportunities.
Mm.
We want to take young people, grade 12s, and train them. We've got four already that we've piloted for 2 years. I got this. I was taught by grade 11.
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought, well, maybe these young people could do it. We've had them for 2 years already. You'll see them on our webpage. They have done absolutely, they came in as tutor assistants, and now they're even starting to tutor. They've got careers. They're earning money. It's just the most beautiful thing. We want to open this door. There's 24,000 in round figures financially challenged schools where no one's paying fees. But there are these kids there that need to get to grips and learn these techniques so they can take it back into their schools, into their communities, and start teaching, whether they do it at school or at community centers or early in the morning or at breaks. I don't care. But we can start teaching the kids the five fundamentals in grade 8. We've got pilot projects already run at Vulindlela Comprehensive Technical High School. It's been run by a beautiful lady, Nonkululeko, totally pro bono, and she set it up for 2 months. Our results are in. The 10 kids she's working with have already scored over 90% for their tables. When they started, they couldn't even draw a square. We have this on video. The idea of how to start a square and go around and land up at the same spot didn't work. That's where we started. 2 months, they've got the skill. So, yes, it's slow, but these kids have got a future now. If they continue with the program, and we want, if this fund is out there, people are interested who want to make a contribution, come challenge us. We've got all the documents. We've done this 44 years.
Yeah.
This has been going for 44 years, this journey, since I left school. So we've got all the documents we need to show somebody, hey, if you really want to partner with us, come and make this happen.
Mm.
In fact, we don't even have a choice in South Africa, with all due respect. Yeah. We cannot push out a million kids a year into the non-STEM job market and expect us to survive. That's why we've got about a 64% unemployment rate with our youth between, I might be a few numbers off, I think it's 17 to 24. 64% are sitting there with, and some are graduates.
Yeah,
no work. We have to change it. We cannot, as a country, you can't survive. Who's going to fend for this? So we have to. It's not even a matter of choice anymore. It's not even a matter of just our kids.
Yeah.
It's a matter of everybody. We need an economy that's thriving with educated, intellectually challenged, intellectually competent skill force. We're buying our skills from overseas now. And all the good stuff is just sitting on the bench waiting for what? I don't know, Christmas.
So we've got the potential, we've got the people, we've got the plan, and now we just got to bring all of those things together. If you're listening this morning and you say, I think you're speaking right into my home and where my kids are at and what I hope for them for the future and what they desire for the future, but we're stuck here with this maths conundrum that we never thought we could get over. Kate, you might be the answer for you. So let's chat as we wrap this up, Greg. People are saying, okay, maybe let's start with that free diagnostic assessment and we'll take it from there. How do our listeners get started there with you?
So the best thing to do is just send us a WhatsApp message. I'm going to give you the number. It's 071-957-5853. 071-957-5853. Mm-hmm. Just WhatsApp us the either say Brad or CP or Brad and CP. So you've heard it on K Pulpit, wherever. Uh-huh. You just put that name there and we will send you, not only send organize the diagnostic test, we'll also send you a free booklet that we've created that explains in detail what we're trying to say over the radio now in detail. There's 30 pages. You don't have to read them all. There's a page there for you that'll mm-hmm. be relevant and it'll give you the understanding that this is time now. South Africa, please, it's time. We can turn this thing around. Mass doesn't have to be this major ogre in the in our lives. You can get rid of it. And if you learn to work together, we can help you. So, and you'll have to be patient with us because we're going wild. We've got a whole team going to all the schools, getting them to invite schools as well.
Yeah.
Please, schools, if you've got grade 7 schools, call us. We've got a team going out to you, but call us if you're really interested. Let's get this message out to your grade 7 parents. Give them the chance to get the information they need to make the right decision for their kids as they enter into this 5-year almost guaranteed 90% fallout.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you want to share that number with us one more time, that WhatsApp number?
So it's 071-957-5853.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5853. Just WhatsApp Brad or CP. I'll give you the website as well. There's also, you can get access to the application form for the diagnostic. www.stem2u. That's a K, number 2, and U. K2U, knowledge to understanding, .com. So it's www.stemk2u.com.
So there you have it. Linda's also saying, share that number again. Well, you heard the number. You can also go to STEM, K for knowledge, the number 2, and U for understanding. That's as they would say in spelling class, in English class, stemk2u.com, and you can find all those details there. I've had the pleasure this morning of being able to hang out with some extended time as well to get to your questions and to get to the bottom of this with Greg Shapiro, founder of K2U, Knowledge to Understand. I'm very enthusiastic about what you've been sharing this morning, to know that there are these 5 pillars, and if we can get our heads around those, thanks to yourself and some wonderful tutors, and we've had the privilege of meeting a few of them here in our offices not too long ago, and knowing that you and your family are also together in this business with you, you love God, and as believers, and understanding this from that kind of a Christian worldview perspective, and then getting stuck in and wanting to see South Africa turn around. I mean, there's heart in this in every possible way. And to see opportunities blossom into the future for the young people of South Africa, if they can just get a head around something that, I must be honest, Greg, you make it sound like it's easy. Hard work, yes. Dedication, yes. But a lot easier than I think we imagine.
So one of the best examples we got is a great, and we've got the video. I just don't make it public, but I'll show someone who comes in. We've got a little grade one mm-hmm. in 2019. She repeated grade R twice. A different learner.
Yeah.
Grade one, the teacher goes to the mom. We have the whole testimonial of this. Goes to the mom and says, Mom, your child, I want you to know, because they were friends, your child's not going to do too well in maths. She's really all over the show. Luckily, the mom didn't buy into that. Hmm. And she knew my daughter, Karen, and they were doing dancing. Karen was the teacher, and they came to my learning center. And I said to the mom, look, I've never done it with a grade one. I can't see. I believe if you can speak intelligently, your brain's engaged. It's no problem. Let's try it. And we did. It took 5 weeks on video. This kid is doing a 12 times table. She's doing her fractions. She's doing her order of operation. She's doing a formula manipulation. Grade one.
Mm-hmm.
I took it back to the school to show the principal. Guess what they said? That's very nice. That's interesting. I said, but don't you think the whole school should have this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, parents, you have to fight for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fight for the future of your kids academically now. Anyway.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.